You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll dig into the origin story, and there are some questions about the story behind how Eau Claire got its name.
First, Governor Scott Walker said yesterday that there is an agreement in principle to end the impasse over the state's budget. The budget was due on July 1st. Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter, and she's with us now for an update on that budget. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, Laurel, it has been 7 weeks. It's kind of a long time. I guess early on I was thinking about it in terms of expecting a baby, but it's not that urgent, but it's starting to feel kind of urgent. It's been 7 weeks. So the governor has said, in principle, there is a budget deal. What does that mean, in principle?
Well, so the governor was talking to reporters in Madison yesterday when he said that, and when he kind of extrapolated a little bit on that in principle comment, he said there are a few details left to work out on the state budget, but in his opinion, there isn't anything that will, quote, stop or impede the process. And he mentioned that the state budget writing committee, the Joint Finance Committee, is actually scheduled to meet tomorrow, so later this week. And he said that that was a good sign that the budget is moving forward, that lawmakers are finding consensus and are confident enough to kind of reconvene those meetings. Because some folks might know that the State Budget Committee hasn't met for more than 2 months now because there have been some kind of behind-the-scenes disagreements about the remaining parts of the state budget.
And there have been some sticking points of note in this whole process. There have been issues about transportation. That has been sort of the biggest, highest ticket item there. Foxconn, there were details to be hammered out there. And taxes, issues about property taxes and fees on vehicles, that kinds of things. What has the governor had to say about the budget and what's in it, what he's looking at?
So the governor gave us three details about the state budget yesterday, kind of a glimpse at those. They often feel like behind-the-scenes conversations. We get to talk to legislative leaders sometimes when they come out after the meetings and ask them questions, but there's a lot going on that the press and the general public isn't aware of as lawmakers kind of go back and forth on what they want. So the governor gave us three details, three insights yesterday. He says that the personal property tax, which is something that's been really important to the state Senate, will be partially repealed, at least at this stage in negotiations. Now, the personal property tax is just a tax that some businesses, not all businesses, pay on their equipment that they have. So like a grocery store paying for those freezer units or something like that. And that generates about $250 million a year for the state, the entirety of the personal property tax. And when we talked to the governor yesterday, he gave a little bit of insight into why it's important to the state Senate. I think we have a clip of that.
Here it is.
A number of senators felt it was really important to have some component of relief, particularly for small businesses, when it comes to the personal property tax, to show that there's not only for a major project like Foxconn, that we care and interest in not only a company that brings 13,000 jobs, but a company that might have 13 jobs, that there was an equal interest in helping those employers grow and prosper here in the state of Wisconsin.
And Laurel, based on what the governor said, what he's indicated so far, does he have the support for that?
Well, you know, we're still going back and forth, obviously. Nobody knows for sure. But what the governor said yesterday is that there's going to be a partial repeal of that. So the senators that the governor was mentioning in that clip there, have really pushed for the entirety of the personal property tax to go away. But what the governor said yesterday is, you know, just bits and pieces. So that would be specific businesses, specific industries that would be given a pass on paying that particular tax. So the specifics on what those businesses would be and how much the cut would actually amount to are still to be determined when the budget committee takes that up.
Now, the governor has sounded a little bit more optimistic about things being ready to go in the future than others. For instance, you have had Representative John Nygren, Joint Finance Committee Chair. What has he said?
Yeah, so yesterday we talked to the governor in the morning, and then Representative Nygren was at that public hearing on the Foxconn package. So reporters were able to approach him and say, you know, the governor says there's a deal in principle on the state budget. What do you, as co-chair of the state budget committee, think? Are you actually close to a deal, or is the deal there? And he said that there's a framework for the budget, but he didn't paint quite as rosy of a picture as the governor did. And I think we've got a clip of John Nygren as well.
So there's been some tweets this morning. I would say there's been discussion and good discussion, and there's framework in place where, you know, general conversations have got us to a place where we're pretty close. But to say we have a deal right now, I think would be premature. Until I hear it from both leaders and the governor's office, I would say that's premature.
And I've heard that same sort of language being echoed with Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald in the Assembly and the Senate. So I don't know, where do you put the balance of things as they stand today?
Well, you know, the Wisconsin State Journal did talk to both Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald yesterday. I wasn't lucky enough to snag them, but they did seem to be more on the page of Representative John Nygren. Speaker Voss told the State Journal, there are ideas that are out there, but there aren't a lot of, quote, rock-solid agreements yet. So I think the consensus for legislative leaders is that there's still a lot of back and forth, and something that the other co-chair of the Budget Committee, Alberta Darling, who's a senator, said yesterday to reporters is that the leaders really still have to go back to their caucuses, the groups of Republicans and in the different chambers, and talk about specific things like that personal property tax repeal and what industries they'd be comfortable with rolling it back for example. So I think the leaders are just saying we've got some more work to do. We've got some more details to iron out.
We're talking to Laurel White right now, WPR State Capitol reporter, with an update on the state budget after Governor Walker said there was a deal, quote, in principle. And transportation funding, before the Foxconn news broke, transportation, all eyes were on that. It was where the biggest, it seemed like the biggest impasse was. Are we past that? Where are things?
Well, you know, really, in a lot of ways, we're still in the same place with the transportation budget debate. There have been two things that have been the sticking points all along, and that's the amount of borrowing that the state is going to do for the state transportation budget and possible new revenue for the state transportation budget. So the new revenue would be something like a gas tax increase or a vehicle registration fee increase. And the state Senate and the state assembly still haven't come to an agreement on either of those two things. The Senate wanted about $700 million in bonding the last time they came out with an official stance on that borrowing. The Assembly wants $0 in bonding. So there's a pretty wide gap there. The governor told us yesterday that the negotiations are leaning a little bit more toward the Assembly right now. It's kind of a lower number than that $700 million. So there is some movement there. The Assembly was the force that was really pushing for that new revenue, too, the gas tax increase possibly, and those are off the table, but there is something that would be new revenue on the table, according to the governor and the legislative leaders, and that's a fee on electric vehicles in Wisconsin.
And is that considered controversial, or is that something that all sides can agree upon?
Well, it's something that the Republican legislative leaders have all said they're interested in taking a look at and kind of examining more. Speaker Voss said yesterday that he likes the idea of it in theory because it's a fee to support the maintenance of roads that electric vehicle folks would pay, that a lot of people pay via the gas tax. So electric vehicles are obviously using the roads. They're causing wear on the roads, but their drivers aren't paying to support roads through the gas tax. So that's kind of part of the debate that people are engaging in right now around that vehicle registration fee.
And from what I understand, the fee would be, as it stands now, $50 in addition to the $75 registration fee. So it's some revenue, could be substantial, but not as substantial as some of these other options that were in favor in, say, the Assembly or the Senate.
That's right, yeah, and obviously that's still very mutable right now. It could change a whole lot, the amount of that fee increase in the coming weeks, because as everybody's telling us, there's still a lot of discussion behind closed doors about how much they're looking for and how much others are comfortable with.
Now, the legislature's budget committee is meeting again starting tomorrow. What do you expect out of that meeting?
Well, this should be a really fun meeting. It's a reunion for everybody. We haven't gotten together with the Joint Finance Committee since June 15th. So they're not taking up any of the big ticket issues. They're not taking up transportation or taxes or K-12 education. Those are the big things, of course, that are still kind of up in the air for the state budget. But they will be taking up the Department of Natural Resources budgets and elements of that. And the biggest, most high-profile thing they're taking up tomorrow is a repeal of the forestry mill tax, which is the state's portion of property tax bills in Wisconsin.
And Laurel, before we let you go, in other state news today, you spent the day with State Superintendent Tony Evers as he announced his campaign for Wisconsin governor formally. What did he say?
So Evers really stressed this morning his expertise in education. He talked about how education will apply to all facets of government. Basically, he was saying if we educate our children in Wisconsin well, it's going to benefit our economy. That's going to lead to more jobs. So he really pushed his experience. He's in his third term right now as the state school superintendent. And he also talked about working across the aisle as the state school superintendent. That's a nonpartisan office. So he said that as governor, he would really work with Democrats and Republicans and be a coalition builder.
Laurel, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, with us for an update on the state budget.